Do you like music that's heavy and dark?
I do.
Then tune in to the Mellow Dad Radio Show, Thursdays at 7 p.m., Fridays at 9 p.m., only on CygnusRadio.com.
Side of the tracks. Welcome back, everybody, to another edition. I'm your host, Chip McCabe, and as we do every Tuesday at 7 p.m., Wednesdays at 1 in the afternoon, and always in the Cygnus Radio archives at CygnusRadio.com, bringing you the best in all things Americana-ish, which includes every now and then The Boss, Bruce Springsteen, Glory Days, the name of that tune, of course. And why are we starting with that song? Well, because the guy who this was apparently written about, who grew up with Bruce Springsteen back in the day in South Jersey, on the Jersey Shore, passed away recently. And so this song popped up in the news, and it reminded me that it is the only Bruce Springsteen song that I really like. You have to understand, people, when you have children and you play music incessantly, nonstop, in your household, if the children do not like the music from the jump, you're going to kill them on it. You're going to kill them on it. If they do like it from the jump, you will give them something to listen to for the rest of their life. So it's a crapshoot as a parent. It is. The two examples that I use, Creedence Clearwater was a band my father listened to all the time. I liked it from the jump. They're one of my favorite bands. Bruce Springsteen, especially in the years of 84 and 85 around the Born in the USA album, was a prerequisite in every South Jersey household. Pretty sure that we were issued that record by the state of New Jersey. And I didn't like it from the jump, and because it was played all the time, I grew to despise Bruce Springsteen. And maybe as an old man now, I will learn to like him more. But the one song I really did love off that record was Glory Days. And I think there's some psychological reasons, because I think my father in 1985, the summer of 85, was trying to relive his glory days. So there's something biographical in there for me for that song as well. All right, so Bruce Springsteen starting us off. We've got some big episodes coming up later this month. So we're going to do some new stuff now. We're going to rabbit hole, and then I'm going to tell you about some stuff that's coming up. But let's do the new stuff first, and we'll start with this cat out of Asheville, North Carolina, by the name of Seth Walker. He's got a new record out called Why the Worry. Here's the title track. This is Wrong Side of the Tracks.
Miss my connection in the train running late. Sitting at the station, twisting my fate. Found myself at a church and the preacher's blowing smoke. Hands on my watch, never move so slow. Oh, I worry. I worry. I was coming up short, had long sleepless nights. No wind under wing, I just couldn't take flight. Asked myself again and again and again, there must be a good reason I worry. Why I worry? Your story, so why worry? Glory on the other side. All kinds of angels singing on high. You heard about the mercy and the joy you find, and the one kind of love that won't leave you crying. So why worry? Why worry? Why? Why worry? Why?
something to lose. You got nothing to hide.
Side of the Tracks, and then right there, four new songs from four fantastic acts, including West Coast-based Ashley Flynn and the Riveters. Great name. And they got a new record out that just dropped. It's entitled Good Morning Sunshine. And we gave you the title track off of that album, and you can find more at ashleyflynnandtheriveters.com. Before that, a band out of, I believe, Montana called the Little Smokies. That's another great name. Little Smokies, L-I-L, by the way. Little Smokies. They got a new record out called Break of the Tide, and we gave the title track off of that album. You can find more at thelilsmokies.net. Before that, a killer band out of the UK called Brown Horse, who just dropped a new record on April 4th called All the Right Weaknesses, and we gave you the title track off of that album. And you can find that at brownhorse.bandcamp.com. And starting off the block, Seth Walker out of Asheville, North Carolina. He just dropped a new record also on April 4th called Why the Worry. And we gave you the title track off of that one as well. That's the title track block. SethWalker.bandcamp.com for more information. All right, I mentioned that these next two blocks, we're just going to kind of rabbit hole through some classic country. I actually developed like a secret numerical system on how I was going to bounce from song to song. It's proprietary. I'm not going to tell you what it is. But the reason why we don't have like a theme for these blocks this week is because next week is our annual Holy Roller Easter special, which is the funkiest, most hoppin' bluegrass, country, blues, folk, gospel show you're going to hear, at least maybe on this station. Maybe not even on this station, but it's pretty good. Holy Roller Easter special. And then 2 weeks after that, at the end of April, is our annual Willie Nelson birthday bash, in which we celebrate all things Willie Nelson. So you're going to want to stay tuned for those. So for this week, we're just going to glide through some classic country. And we're going to go all the way back first to 1967. There's Sonny James. I'll tell you about how he needs you. It's Wrong Side of the Tracks.
I need are lonely since we're apart. I miss you. Oh, how I miss you. Come back, my darling, and mend my heart.
As we walk along, my thoughts are the subways rumbling underground, underground.
Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind?
I could have loved you better, didn't mean to be unkind.
You know that was the last thing on my mind.
This I know, this I know.
The weeds have been steadily growing.
Please don't go, please don't go.
Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind?
I could have loved you better than me to be unkind.
You know that was thing on my mind.
Many times I've told you I was leaving, and so many times how I cried. But saying you're leaving so much easier than leaving and saying goodbye. Every time I start to go, I wouldn't get 10 feet till I'd come running back like a runaway child who's afraid to cross the street. My mind might tell my lips to say it's over, but my heart would only say it's a lie. 'Cause saying you're leaving so much easier than leaving and saying goodbye. Cause every time I start to go, I wouldn't get 10 feet till I'd come running back like a runaway child who's afraid to cross the street. My mind might tell my lips to say it's over, but my heart would only say it's a lie. 'Cause saying you're leaving so much easier than leaving and saying goodbye. Than leaving and saying goodbye.
I remember when you said told you almost every bedtime story, and you've heard almost every nursery rhyme. So tonight, before you go to sleep, and pray the Lord your soul to keep, here's Mommy's favorite story. Once upon a time there was a castle, and in this castle lived a king and queen. And it came to pass they both were blessed by one little blue-eyed princess with the softest golden curls you've ever seen. But then one day he met this pretty lady, and she had lots of pretty words to say. And this part makes your mommy sad, 'cause oh, what big eyes she had. And she took his hand and led him far away. Still, it's just another bedtime story, but telling it brings teardrops to my eyes. Just another pretty bedtime story, so please forgive Mommy if she cries. Then it came to pass the king grew lonely, and the pretty lady wasn't all she said. Little princess and his queen. Then he was back and safe inside his castle, and tears of joy came pouring down like rain. Leave again. Still, it's just another bedtime story, but telling it brings teardrops to my eyes. Just another pretty bedtime story, so please forgive Mommy if she cries. Won't you please forgive your Mommy if she cries?
Wrong Side of the Tracks. And there you go, a block of classic country for you, including Tammy Wynette. Bedtime Story is the name of that tune, written by Billy Sherrill, who's written a lot of songs that have appeared on this show, and a guy named Glenn Sutton. And Glenn Sutton's name is going to be important because he is one of the architects of the whole contrapolitan sound of the 1980s, late 70s, early 80s, of which I might have a couple tunes queued up. Bedtime Story, though, number one hit for Tammy Wynette, originally released at the tail end of 1971, went to number one on the country charts at the beginning of 1972. So before that, we gave you a duet. Honestly, one of the most underrated duet albums in country music history, in my opinion. Dottie West and Don Gibson Release an album in February of 69 called Dottie and Don. And we gave you a track off of that album called Rings of Gold. The song went to number 2 on the country charts for Dottie West and Don Gibson in 1969. Number 1 in Canada. Before that, Farron Young. Title track off an album he put out in 1971 called Leavin' and Sayin' Goodbye, which is a hit for Farron Young, written by Jeannie Seely. And before that, Porter and Dolly. The Last Thing on My Mind was the name of that tune. Now, that song was written by a guy named Tom Paxton, who recorded it in 1964. And then Porter and Dolly made it famous in 1967. Their version went to number 7 on the Billboard charts at the beginning of 1968, actually. So, and if that sounds like a sort of a jaunty Irish tune, well, because it was based originally off a song called The Leaving of Liverpool, which is a traditional lament song from the Emerald Isle. And then starting off the block, Sonny James, number 1 hit for him in 1967, Need You is the name of that tune, released in January of that year. All right, so let's do another block. We're just going to keep rabbit holing here, another block of country music. Let's go back to 1972. This is Conway Twitty. She needs someone to hold her when she cries. It's the Wrong Side of the Tracks.
Lord, she needs someone to hold her when she cries. She packed her few belongings, left a note, and now she's gone. And I can't stand to think of her out there so all alone. As soon as she's gone far enough to know she's out of sight, she'll pull off the highway and she'll cry. And she needs someone to hold her when she cries. Someone who really understands the way she feels inside. When her heart breaks, the tears won't stop, no matter how she tries. And she needs someone to hold her when she cries. I don't blame her for leaving, Lord, she didn't want to go. But she thinks I don't love her or need her anymore. I've driven her into a world as dark and cold as ice, with no one there to hold her when she cries. And she needs someone to hold her when she cries. Someone who really understands the way she feels inside. And if she ever loves again, I hope that she will find someone when she cried.
I did not mean to mislead you. Someone I love.
I thought I'd fall forever in love the minute your red gingham dress hit the floor. partaken of all of your favors. The hungry inside of me cried out, there's more. Don't misunderstand me, it's not that you're lacking. The fact is your beauty's what dreams are made of. You, sweet lady, I just wish you were someone I love. And I did
not mean to mislead you. I never intended to push come to shove. Just wish you were someone I love. I did not mean to mislead you. And I never intended to push come to shove. Someone I love. I did not mean to mislead you. I never intended to push come to shove.
Thing about this heart of mine, all my hurts gonna mend in time. It don't leave no scars behind. I'll get over you. I'll find me a guy one day who's not scared to give his heart away. When I do, it's safe to say that I'll get over you. I'll get over you. I'll get through, and when I do, I'll be good as new. When I get over you, from now on, think I'll lay low. Talk fast, but I'll move slow. You taught me all I need to know about getting over you. Sometimes think I love you still. Wonder if I always will. But I know it's just until I get over. I love you still. Wonder if I always will. Love for you's so hard to kill. But I'll get over you. I'll get over you. I'll get through, and when I do, when I get over you, I'll get over you. I'll get through, and when I do, I'll be good as new. When I get over you.
Making money at 30 with a wife and a son. Then a short 5 years later, it all comes undone. She's gone back to mama with the boy by her side. Now I'm wine drunk and running with them on my mind. I'm on the backside of 30 and back on my own. An empty apartment don't feel like a home. On the backside of 30, the short side. It's dawn Monday morning, and I just called in sick. I skipped work last Friday to drink this month's rent. And when my friends ask me, I tell them I'm fine. But my eyes tell a story that my lies can't hide. I'm on the backside of 30 and back on my own. An empty apartment don't feel like home. The short side of time, back on the bottom, with no will to climb.
Late again, but she knows too well there's something going on. She's been neglected and she needs a friend, so a trembling fingers dial the telephone. Lord, it hurts her doing this again. He's the best friend that her husband ever knew. When she's lonely, he's more than just a friend. He's the one she longs to give her body to. Daytime friends and nighttime lovers, hoping no one else discovers where they go, what they do. In this secret hideaway, they time friends and nighttime lovers. They don't want to hurt the other, so they love in the nighttime and shake hands in the light of day. And when it's over, there's no peace of mind, just a longing for the way things should have been. And she wonders why some men never find that a woman needs a lover and a friend. Daytime friends and nighttime lovers, hoping no one else discovers where they go, what they do. In this secret hideaway, daytime friends and nighttime lovers. They don't want to hurt the other, so they love in the nighttime and shake hands in the night.
light of day. Daytime friends and nighttime lovers, hoping no one else discovers where they go, what they do.
Wrong Side of the Tracks, and there you go, another big old block of country classics, including some countrypolitan stuff, as I mentioned. The king of countrypolitan, Kenny Rogers. Daytime Friends and Nighttime Lovers. Actually, the song is just called Daytime Friends. Released in August of 1977, that would eventually go to number one on the country charts for Kenny Rogers. It would also be a crossover hit, and would go all the way to number 28 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100. Kenny Rogers. Before that, that song, by the way, is written by a guy named Ben Peters, who has written a ton of country hits, including six songs that Charlie Pride took to number one. So there you go. Before that, John Conley, who wrote his own tune called Backside of 30, released in February of 1979 off of an album called Rose Colored Glasses, which was a huge album for John Conley at the end of 1970s. And Backside of 30 would also go to number one on the Billboard country charts. And as someone who is now on the front side of 50, I'm feeling old. Before that, Crystal Gale, I'll Get Over You is the name of that tune, released in March of 76 off of an album called Somebody Loves You. And that would be a huge hit for Crystal Gale as well, going to number one on the Billboard country charts. That would also cross over. Went to number 71 on the Billboard Hot 100. And then we gave you the Gatlin Brothers. Larry Gatlin and the Gatlin Brothers with a track called I Just Wish You Were Someone I Love, which was released at the tail end of 1977, would go to number one at the beginning of 1978 off an album called Love Is Just a Game. I love that song. The harmonies on that song give me chills every time I hear it. Just phenomenal. Love that tune. And I also realized that that Gatlin Brothers tune and the Crystal Gale tune, that Crystal Gale song sounded like an answer track. The Gatlin Brothers song. Go back and listen to this show when it's in the archives. Trust me. The lyrics for the Gatlin Brothers song and then into the Crystal Gale tune literally sounds like she's singing right back at him. Amazing. And then starting off the block, Conway Twitty. She Needs Someone to Hold Her When She Cries. That was released at the tail end of 1972. November of 72, the beginning of 73, it would be number one on the country charts. All right. So again, next week is our annual Holy Roller Easter special. It's the most rollicking gospel show you'll hear. And then in a couple weeks, we've got our annual birthday bash, our birthday tribute to this guy, who we always finish off the show with, Mr. Willie Nelson. And he's got an album celebrating an anniversary this week. This week in 1967, he released his album Make Way for Willie. It was his fifth album, and featured a lot of songs that a lot of other people wrote. But there was one song on there, and some of them are, you know, guys like Hank Williams and Floyd Tillman. But there was one song on there that Willie did write, and it was a track called One in a Row. Until next week, kids, stay on the wrong side of the tracks.
If you can truthfully say that you've been true just one day, well, that makes one in a row, one in a row, one in a row. And if you can look into my eyes one time without telling lies, well, that makes one in a row, one in a row, one in a row. Why do I keep loving you? Things you do, and just one time come into my arms and be glad that you're in my arms. That will make one in a row, One in a row, one in a row. Why do I keep loving you? Things you do, and just one time come into my arms and be glad that you're in my arms. That will make one in a row, one in a row, one in a row, one in a row. One in a row.